Today's shir is Masechta Svachim Daf Samach Vav, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach He Amid Beis. In our previous shir, the Gemara had analyzed quite extensively Machlokes of the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The subject of the Machlokes was actually what will be the halacha. The Torah says that by Ka'olos Oif, they have to completely sever the head of the two simonim of the head of the bird from the bird. Chatas Oif, the Torah says, you only need to do one. But the Gemara had begun an extensive discussion, what would be the halacha if you do two by Chatas Oif? The Tana of our Mishnah said it would make the carbon puzzle. And our Mishnah said, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon said, it's still acceptable. And the basis of the machlokes, as we learned in our previous year, is really down to one point. The halacha very much wants that the chatas oif and the oilas oif be treated differently. Because the halacha wants that they should be treated differently and noticeably differently, will we be able to have a noticeable difference between them that we should be able, if we have a noticeable difference between them, otherwise, then we could cut both simonim by chatas. If there is no other noticeable difference, then we can't cut it. So says the Gemara, in continuing to explain the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, why there are noticeable differences, and therefore he holds that by chatas, if you could cut both simonim. Says the Gemara, Mrua, they said all the explanations that we learned in our previous year between the Rav Chisda and Rav and Abaye all offered in explaining the machloka between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbanan. And they said them over Kamedra, Yirmiyah, in front of Rabbi Shimon, and Amar, Lo Shmilu. So, and he said to them, how have you not heard, Hadamar, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Eliyakim, Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Badas, Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Shemua, Shaimer, that he explained, how Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon said, Shemati, Bechaf, Ois, Mavdilan. That he said explicitly that by chatas oif we're allowed to separate, cut both simonim. Umay, when the Torah uses the word lo yavdol, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to cut the two simonim, but rather the way it's to be understood is ein tzorch lehavdol. It's not necessary to be cut. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei the Rav Rav Ashi. If that's your interpretation now, elami ata, that when it says lo yavdol, it only means that you don't have to cut, but you may cut. So if that's the case, as the Gemara, the Torah many times tells us about things that we should do or shouldn't do. Does that mean that it's all optional? And the Gemara gives an example. Gaba bar. The Torah says if somebody opens a bar, so we know, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Baba Kama, Abba Ovis Nazikin, a bar is one of the Nazikin. So does that in any way mean that the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach ishbar, or ki yichr ishbar, if somebody opens a bar, v'lo yichaseno, and he doesn't cover it, v'nafal shama shara chamar, and a shara chamar fall in, hachinami, do we take the word v'lo yichaseno as voluntary, that Hainu, are we going to say the ain't tzarch l'chassus? V'loyi chassana was saying means that you don't have to do it. So does that mean you don't have to cover it? Is that obviously that's impossible to say? So says Tosfos right away in explaining this Gemara. Obviously, when we learn this Gemara, says Tosfos, we have an obvious difficulty. Does that mean that by learning the Gemara, the way we just learned the Gemara, it sort of eliminates everything that the Torah said about that knowing the Torah, when the Torah tells us not to do something, it becomes all of a sudden optional. Is that possible to say? We know that the Torah has many lavin. So does that mean that we're going to eliminate all the lavin of the Torah? He says, of course not. He says that only in a place where there's an argument, our Gemara is a perfect example. actually, where there's an argument to be made that even though the Torah says lo yavdil, it doesn't mean you have to do that. Because you can make an argument. Yes, the Torah allows us to only cut one siman of the chatas, but if we want to cut more than one siman than the chatas, so why should that be an issue? And if that's the approach that we're going to take, that it's not something that is obligatory, then that will be the case. We will say in every case that yes, in the places where the Torah says don't do something, and it's obvious that the Torah means that we don't want it done, so of course we'll explain it that way. But not everywhere will we necessarily have to, not everywhere will we have to explain it. The saying by the bar, we could say that without, maybe we would say that we have to cover the bar, and when the pot, of course it's understandable that we have to cover the bar if somebody opens a pit. So the Torah didn't really have to say v'lo yechaseno. And the way we'll understand it means that when the Torah says v'lo yechaseno, the Torah is telling us something that otherwise we wouldn't have known. And what is the Torah trying to tell us? That we don't have to do it. So it's not that what the Gemara is trying to establish, that now the halacha becomes that we don't have to, that now the halacha will become that we could do whatever we want. Of course, that was never what the Gemara meant, says Taisus. Hakanam den tzarech lachasas, says the Gemara, hachi hashta. We can't compare the situations. Hasam by the bar, kivin d'ksiv, the Torah says clearly that the person who makes a bar, balabar yishalim, the person who makes a bar is going to be held responsible. Ilui d'dam l'chasuye. So obviously, the rumi l'chasuye, that he has an obligation to cover it up. We can't explain the pasuk in any other way. Aval hocha, as we just explained. Michti, the Torah says by the oil saif. Michti, the Torah says by the oil saif, the krivai. That we kriva koyr al mizbeach. Chilak, the Torah says that chilak akosiv bechata saif loil saif. The Torah, as we said earlier, wants to differentiate between chata saif and oil saif. What does that mean when we say that it wants to differentiate? But oil saif, we have to cut both simonim, but chata saif, we don't have to. So when the Torah says, so we know that that's the way to differentiate. So if the Torah says lo yavdil lomali, why would the Torah have to say lo yavdil? Of course it's lo yavdil. If we won't be do have dolo, then how are we going to separate and how are we going to distinguish between the chata saif and loyla saif? Shema mina, it must be that the Torah says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, what the Torah means to say is that here, even though it says lo yavdil, the way to understand the lo yavdil that the Torah is saying is that ain et sorach lo yavdil, we don't have to divide it, but not that the Torah means to say, not that the Torah means to say that you're not allowed to divide it. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, if you squeezed out the blood of the head, but not the blood of the body, the carbon is possible. But however, vice versa, mitzadama guf, if you squeezed out the blood of the guf, but you didn't squeeze out the blood of the head, it's kosher. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know this halacha? Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara. The pasuk says, oila, when the Torah says that the oila, api shemitza dama guf lo mitza dama roish. The Torah says that the Torah was saying the extra word oila is coming to teach us that halacha. Yochol, maybe would say vice versa as well. The mitza dama roish lo mitza dama guf, it's also kosher. Tamaloy mahu, that only in that case, where we did the body and not the head, will it be acceptable, not vice versa. And the Rambam gives a very simple explanation as to why. The Rambam explains, because most of the blood is in the body. So since most of the blood is in the body, that's all we're looking for, to squeeze out the blood in the body. And even if we didn't get the blood in the head, it's still okay. Says the Gemara, my Talmuda, says the Gemara, as we just said, that's where most of the blood is found. So as we just discussed, the Gemara has now introduced a new concept. That not every time when the Torah tells us not to do something, and obviously the same will be, not every time where the Torah tells us to do something, that doesn't mean that it's absolutely necessary. And with this, I saw that the Shalom Eishiv explains that we know that the Torah Kedosha says that when we have an Avela, the Pasuk says, L'gesh b'shurecha titnenu amachal anachri. There's a mitzvah to give it to the ger. But when we look at the various Sforim that mention all the mitzvahs asay, nowhere is it mentioned there's a specific mitzvah asay to do this. And now we can understand why. Because as Tosfos just explained, and this is not my vart, it's Shalom Eishiv's vart, that when we see that what the Torah says is easily understood, not that it's obligatory, it's just something that is should be done, the Torah is not, it should be understood in that way. Only where it's obvious that the Torah means to make it obligatory. Another example that I saw is the Torah says, L'kalev tashlichino, so we should send the tray, give the tray for to the kalev. That doesn't mean, and this is relevant, la'aloch l'maisa, that we have to give it to the kelev. Of course, we don't necessarily have to give it to the kelev. You have a way of selling the tray for meat, you're not obligated to give it to the kelev. Because again, not everywhere is an absolute. Hadron lach kachem. As we have been discussing in the last number of shurim, the kabbanis that are brought from a bird, chatas ha'oif and oilas ha'oif. And there are, as we know, two kabbanis that are the chatas ha'oif and oilas ha'oif. The only two birds that can be used are tyrim and b'nei yoina. Tyrim are doves, and they can only be brought when they're mature. B'nei yoina can only be brought when they are kind of like kachikachim, kind of like kachikachim, kind of like kachikachim. So as we said, tayrim can only be brought when they're adults. B'nei yoim can only be brought when they're young. The halacha is that they are called, the only type of kabbanis that come from birds are kachikachim, because as we just said, they're only chatasoif, where there the meat of the bird is eaten, liyoim bilvad, only to kahanim. And then there's oilosoif, which is completely burnt on the mizbeach. They both begin by Malika, with a coin piercing the back of the neck of the bird. And then we put the blood on the Mizbeach, by Chatasoif through Hazar, by Oilasoif through Mitzui. And then the halacha is that the Chatasoif is brought with by number of situations, Karm Oil V'yorid, Ayaledis, Azov, and we do Malika, as we just have been speaking, on one simen, and then we do the Hazar Sadam by waving the bird, and the blood splatters onto the Mizbeach, and then there's Mitzri Adam squeezing out the blood. Oilas Oif can also be brought not just in an obligatory fashion. You could give an Oilas Oif as in the Dava. The Oilas Oif is brought, again, here we do Malika on both simonim, and then we do Mitzri Hadam. The difference, a very, very important difference between the Chatas Oif and the Oilas Oif. The Oilas Oif is brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and the Chatas Oif is brought on the lower half. So it's interesting to point out, the Shem Shmuel has a long discussion, why is the Oilas Oif brought on the bottom half of the Mizbeach specifically? So he explains that we know, we've learned many times, that the primary reason for bringing a carbon oil is because machshava. Somebody had an improper machshava. But he explains that a machshava for itself is not really as significant as of an avera as one might think. Because we really don't always have the ability to control what comes into our mind. What is the problem? When is a machshava an issue? He explains that that when we take what we thought about and we actually act on what we talk about, what we thought about, then it becomes a problem. If we look at the Mizbeach and we look at a person, there's what he thinks, which is represented by his head, And there's what he does, which is represented by his body. The Oyla Sa'if, which comes because of Machshava, the lesson of the Oyla Sa'if is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to be able to be perfect and not think about anything improper. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most concerned that we should separate, we should not act on that. The action is represented by the bottom half of the Mizbeach, corresponding to our body. Moreover, as we keep on learning, is the chat that the machshava should not influence the body. And therefore, how do we represent that? As we just said, that by the oil of soif, the halach is we have to separate the head from the body. On the other hand, a chatas oif is just the opposite. When do you bring a chatas? So we typically bring a chatas because when somebody did an aveira b'shoigig, what does the aveira b'shoigig mean? An aveira b'shoigig means that the person was not thinking. If we think about the example, not that you bring a chatas oif in such a situation, but just as an example, Shabbos. If somebody's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, what does that mean? He wasn't thinking. He didn't remember today is Shabbos. He wasn't thinking, and he didn't remember that this may not be done. So what if the Aveira, if we think about the Aveira of Shoigig, the Aveira of Shoigig is actually an Aveira which represents that we separated our head, our thinking, from our action, from our body. So therefore, we bring a Karm Chatas Oif. We don't separate the head from the body. By not separating the head from the body, we are showing that from now on, we realize that we have to be thinking about what we're doing. Says the Mishnah, Chatas Oif. So the first thing that the Mishnah mentions is really a din that is simple. And as the Rishonim all point out, the reason this din is mentioned in our Mishnah, it's primarily mentioned in our Mishnah because it's just an introduction to the other situations which are not as obvious. So says the Mishnah, Chatas Oif, Shos Lamata. If somebody brought a Chatas Oif, as he was supposed to, as we just said, in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Kamasa Chatas, doing it the way Chatas should be done, by severing only one simen, and then doing Hazos Adam, and then doing Mitzvah Adam, and you had in mind that you're doing it L'Shem Chatas, so that's perfect. That is the case where it's kosher. Continues the Mishnah. If you brought the Chatas Kamaseu, Chatas, but you brought it as a Chatas should be brought, but your intention was that it should be L'Shem Oila, it should be an Oila, not a Chatas, or Kamasa Oila, you brought it as a carbon oila is brought. Even though you had in mind it should be l'chatas, kamasa oila, or if you brought it as an oila supposed to be brought, and you had in mind that it should be an oila, in all these cases, it's psula. Next case, asala malam, if you did a carbon, you brought the carbon chatas on the upper half of the mizbeach, kamasa kulam, like you did in all of one of these fashions, that you did it for as an oila, and you had in mind a chatas, or you did what a chatas is supposed to be done, l'shem chatas, but you did it in the wrong place, then it's possible. Because the halacha is that a shinui makom, if you brought the carbon in the wrong place, then the halacha is that it's possible. Oyla soif shesol amala, if you did an oyla soif on the upper half of the mizbeach, as we just discussed, and you did it kamas oila with all the avoiders of oila supposed to do, l'shem oila, and you had in mind that it should be oila. So as we said a moment ago, that's obvious that it's kosher. However, if you did it kamas oila, you did it like oila is brought, but your intention was l'shem chatos, it's kshera. Because unlike a karmen chatos, which we go back to the first mission of the Masech, that if you brought a karmen chatos shloi l'shma, it's possible. A karmen oila, if you bring shloi l'shma, it's kosher. It's na'ol l'bal l'shem chatas, but it's kosher. And therefore, the halacha is that it's kosher. But as we said, a carbon oil that's brought shloi l'shma, even though the carbon is kosher, you won't get credit for it. Continues the Mishnah. kamasachatas, if you brought it on the upper half of the mizbeach, but you did it, you brought it as a kamachatas is brought, l'shem oila, but you had in mind that it should be oila, oi kamasachatas, if you brought it like a chatas, and you had in mind that it should be a chatas, it's psula. Because here it wasn't just a machshava that was wrong, you did it the wrong way. A solamata, if you did the carbon oil on the bottom half of the on the bottom half of the mizbeach, if you did it in any way, whether you did it as a carbon oil is supposed to be done, or whether you did it as a carbon chatas is supposed to be done, no matter what, the carbon is possible because you did it in a shinui makom, you did it in the wrong place, and since you did it in the wrong place, it becomes possible. The Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav ask both the same question. They ask that we're learning here that if the carbon's blood was put in the wrong misplotted in Mizbeach, it's possible. But they ask that we learned that back on Daf Chav Vav on Mabez, that saying that if you bring the carbon in the wrong place, you will not be allowed to eat the meat of that carbon, but it affects kapara. So why, if we remember what Shmuel taught us, why if you brought an oil as the way the oil is supposed to be brought, you just brought it in the wrong place, why does it become possible? So the Chazon Ish and Brisker Rav says that that halacha that Shmuel introduced, that a shinui shleim kaimer kaimer dami, he says does not apply by oil soif. And he explains why. The pasuk says, "Umolak es roisha mizbeach v'nimtzav dam al kir mizbeach." The Torah connects the malika of a chatos with the mitzui of the blood and the aktara of the carbon. Says the Gemara on Daf Samchei that just a aktara that's performed on top of the mizbeach, the malika and the mitzui of a chatos has to be done on the top part of the mizbeach. So they explain that the Torah is designating a specific space for avoid the malika mitzui. If it's done in another location, then it's invalid. It's no different than if kachi kachim, we've learned many times this halacha, that if kachi kachim are brought in the wrong place, the halacha is the carbon is pasul. Here too, if it's brought of in the wrong place, then it's pasul. And even though they explain that Shmuel has taught us the halacha, a shlei kamekaimai kamekaimid dami, only is that applicable where the Torah doesn't designate specifically a place for the avoid of zrika. But a bird oila, since the Torah is so makbid on identifying a location for the avoid of mitzui, there that halacha will be, if you do it in the wrong place, the halacha will be possible. Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah began that you brought a chatas oif and you treated it like an oila and it's posel. So ask the Gemara, the Shani B'mai, what does that mean? What did you do what did you do to cause this? Ilema B'malika, the Shani B'malika, that you only did Malika on one simon, that you did Malika on two simonim by the chatas oif instead of just doing it on one simon. So it goes back to the Gemara now. Name, so does that mean that we're passing the loiker b'lizer b'shimon? Daim b'shem afdilim b'chatas oif. That Rav Shimon has told us that we can pierce both simonim, says the Gemara. But we learned in our previous year, loy kimda, that our Mishnah that says chivda b'chatas is possible, that Mishnah, the loiker b'lizer b'shimon, doesn't follow the opinion of b'lizer b'shimon. So then we'll say that our Mishnah as well doesn't follow the opinion of b'lizer b'shimon. That's not a problem. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means says the Shani Bazaar. What it means is that he didn't do the Chazaar. You're supposed to wave the bird, and he just squeezed the bird. And the Allah will be, if you only did that, the carbon is, that's when our Mishnah says the carbon is possible. And says the Gemara, Hachinami Mustabra, it makes sense to explain that's what our Mishnah means. Midik Tani, safer. We go further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Os lamalam, if you brought the chatas on the upper half of the mizbeach, kamasa kulam like everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah, whether if you brought it like an oila, or you brought it as a, like an oila with a mind of chattis, or you brought it as a chattis and you had a mind an oila, or even if you brought it as a chattis, shem chattis, since you did it in the upper half, it's psula. Because you're supposed to do it on the bottom half, and he did it on the half. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? I feel like mas chattis, shem chattis. Why, if you had a mind that it's a chattis, and you did it as a chattis on the upper half, what's the problem? Ilema, the shani b'malika, if you're going to say that you didn't do the malika in the right place, but ask the Gemara, we learned on the Samach Gimel Mabez, the malika become welcome in Mizbeach Kshera. Doing malika anywhere in the Mizbeach is fine. El Lav, what must it be? The shani b'azor, that what you did was that you did the hazor in the wrong place. Because the hazor of the chattis is supposed to be on the bottom half, and you did it on the back half. Or the sefer, so now the Gemara continues. If the sefer, the issue is that, in the next case of the Mishnah, the issue is hazor. So obviously, reishanami b'hazor, the issue is the hazor. So the Gemara, that isn't a compelling argument. Because Mary Kareya, hakadis v'kadis, just because that's clearly the issue in that case, that doesn't mean it has to be the issue in this case. Then the Mishnah taught us about a case. Oil saif shishinaba, if you did the oil saif wrong, and you treated it like a masa chattis, it's possible. So again, ask the Gemara, what does that mean? The Shani B'mai. Ilema, the Shani B'malika, that instead of cutting two simonim, you only did one simon. Says the Gemara, Midritani Sefer, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, the Kulon, all the Chattis and Oilus, Eimetamim and Beis Abliya. The Halacha is that if somebody eats the Nevela of an Oif Tor, the Halacha is that and he, once he eats it, the unique halacha that it makes you tamei beis abliya. But the Mishnah over there says that even if you did the malika improperly, the halacha, it won't be considered an avail to mimatama. That the me'alim behem, since their kachim are subject to mila, kachim particularly. When are they no longer subject to mila? When you did what you were supposed to do. Here, you didn't have do what you're supposed to do. So they never became mutter. So since they never became mutter, they're still mi'ila. Neima, so shall we say, the our Mishnah, the like Rabbi Shua, Dika Rabbi Shua, because as we're going to learn, according to Rabbi Shua, Halay Amar, Ha'amar, Rabbi Shua's opinion is that if you did malika on an oilus oif, Eimei Alamba, that there is no mi'ila. And there's no mila because even though you did the malika wrong, it's still not going to be a nevela. It's still going to be somewhat a kosher carbon, as we're going to learn for alochem alolo yerid. So to say that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, but rather the following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is difficult because Rabbi Lezer throughout Shas is known as Shamuti, as a Talmud of Shammai, and we don't follow his opinion. Ella, it must be that when the Mishnah says that the oil of sa'if was not done properly, that you didn't do the mitzui properly, that you did the mitzui, you did the hazor like a chattis and not the mitzui like an oil. There, Rabbi Shua will agree that the carbon is possible. But then continues the Myra. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Emes Eifa, we learned further in our Mishnah. Oil of sa'if shasalamat the kamasa chattis, shem chattis, if you did the oil of sa'if on the bottom half of the mizbeach, but you did it like a chattis is done. L'shem chattis, Rabbi Lezer Omer, we're going to learn Mayalamba. It's subject still to Mila. Rabbi Shua Omer, Mayalamba. And now let's understand what happened exactly. The Shana Memai, what does that mean? Ilema b'mitzui, if we'll say that he did hazor and not mitzui, ask the Gemara, Omer d'Amar Rabbi Shua, when would Rabbi Shua suggest that there's no Mila? The Shani b'malika b'mitzui, but if somebody only didn't do the mitzui proper, mi amar, will he hold that it's no longer kachim and there's no mi'ila? Ella, what must be the case that the Mishnah says asa kamasa chattis, that there means that he changed, that he did, they made, the issue was in the malika. So now we have a problem, asked the Gemara. By chattis oif, and when we speak in the next Mishnah, we're speaking about the issue was in the malika. And now, in this case, we're saying that the issue was b'mitzui. So that doesn't make sense. Ask the Gemara to say first a problem with Malika, then a problem with Mitsu, and then with Malika. So it's more in. Reish was safe of the Malika, the Mitsu. The Gemara does not find that to be such a big issue, and that's the way we're going to understand the Mishnah. So we continue learning our Mishnah. So the next Mishnah, as we've learned, the halacha is that a nevela of a behema is an avatoma, and it's matam b'mamag b'masa, by carrying it or touching it. The halacha of nevelas oif tohor is a very unique halacha. As we said, it's only chayiv when a beis hablia. So says the Mishnah v'kulan, all the chattas and oilas that we mentioned, ematam beis hablia, that don't have tuma, aren't considered a nevela. That means even if the carbon is not kosher, that doesn't become a nevela. Mayalim bahem, and therefore the subject to me'ila, because they still kaidish, and since they never became mutter to the kayin, the issa me'ila never falls off. Mayalim bahem. If you did a chatas oif on the bottom, that you did it right. So once you did it right, the carbon is a chatas oif. What's the halacha of a chatas oif after you do it right? It's eaten by the kohen. Since at that point it's eaten by the kohen, so that's why the halacha is it's a perfectly kosher carbon. And once the carbon was brought and it was brought properly, it's not subject to me'ila anymore. Oil soif shaslamata. But if you have an oilus oif that was done on the bottom half of the mizbeah, kamasa chatas, that you only did malika on one simon, l'shem chatas, it's still subject to me'ila, even after the zrika sadam, because the zrika sadam, the simple pshat in him is, the zrika sadam is not accomplishing anything, and Yeshua holds, a me'alambah, it's not subject to me'ila. And the Mishnah begins now a dialogue between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how to understand what's the explanation. On Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer says, "Ma'am chatas, shei me'alamba l'shma. If you bring a carbon chatas properly, so it's no longer subject to mila, as we said, kashina shma. But if you brought a carbon chatas shloi l'shma, the first Mishnah of Masechta, so then it's still subject to mila because." It's still subject to mila because it's not edible yet. Oila, that the oila is much more subject to mila. Oila shema alamba l'shma. When you bring a carbon oila, so as we know, a carbon oila may not be eaten. So since a carbon oila may not be eaten, even after you bring the carbon oila properly, it's still subject to mila. So oila, Shemalimba, if you even did it right, l'shma, so certainly k'shishina l'shma, when you did it wrong, certainly that loch ought to be that it's subject to any din shemalimba. Amalei Rabbi Shua, to which Rabbi Shua says, loy. Ema marta b'chatas, shishina l'shma l'shem oila. When you bring a chatas for oila, shekein shina l'shma l'dovishesh b'meila. What did you have in mind, says Rabbi Shua? You had in mind a carbon, which is subject to mila, because as I just finished explaining, a carbon oila is always subject to mila. Time of the oila shishina shmala chatas, whereas when you bring an oila for a chatas, shikain shina shmala dovashem ba mila. You had in mind something which is not subject to mila. Amalei Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Shua, very kachi kachim. What's going to be the locha by kachi kachim? Shishachta bedorim. We know the kachi kachim we learned so extensively in our Masechta, is always brought b'tzofen. And if you shachtim b'dorim, b'shachtim l'shem kachim kalim, where you had in mind that it's going to be kachim kalim, shekein yachichu are our proof that a oilas oif that you did on the bottom l'shem chatas should be understood from that. Shekein, the fact that you brought in a dorim, and the fact that you had in mind kachim kalim, shina shemam, you had in mind to bring it for something, the Dovashem Vemila. Because Shlomim is a carbon that is not subject to Mila, because it's not pure Kodesh Lashem. Part of the meat of the Shlomim is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, the Emurim of a Shlomim are subject to Mila, but not only after they're slaughtered. So, Shina Shmam, the Dovashem Vemila, Mayalim Behem. since this carbon oil wasn't brought properly, so it remains subject to Mila. There's nothing to take out the Mila issue from them. Af at the time al oil sha'afa pi shishinishma the dava shame Mila. Even though when you shechted the oil for Shem Chattis, and the Shem Chattis is something not subject to Mila, it's still subject to Mila. Amalei Rabbi Shua, loy. Emamat v'kotcha kotchim sheshachtam b'darim, sheshachtam Shem kotchim kalim, shekein shina shemom. He had your mind, l'shem dov shesh b'yetar v'heter. The kotchim kalim, as I said a moment ago, to some degree is still subject to Mila. Why? Because the halacha is that the kotchim kalim, after you shech them, the emrim are subject to mira. Time of oila, when you shech an oila, l'shem chatas shishinish ma l'dav shikula heter. Because unlike any other carbon kamat, a chatas oif, there's nothing that goes on the mizbeach. The blood, but from the meat, there's nothing that goes on to the mizbeach. It's all given to the kohanim to eat, and therefore you can't compare the two cases. When you shech kachim for kachim kalim, you're still keeping it in the family of things that are subject to Mi'ila. Here, you're not keeping it in the family of things that are subject to Mi'ila. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, it will, even though it didn't become mutter, it will still be subject to Hilchos Mi'ila.